Welcome to the Inglourious Blasters Podcast, the Star Wars Legion podcast talking anything and everything glorious or inglorious about the game. My name is Corey, and with me today are two rank weed suckers I call friends, John and Brendan. How's it going, my dudes?
It's a lovely Sunday afternoon, and it's going just fine.
Excellent. I like to hear it.
Rankweed sucker.
Rankweed sucker. An insult referring to the pre-processed form of rank. I don't know what rank is, but a food with a gummy texture served in a bucket.
Huh.
There you go.
Sounds like a combination of a weed and a creature.
I was going to go to gummy right. Worms.
It's probably a gummy worm.
It's probably a gummy worm.
All right.
And so if you're saying I suck on some gummy worms, yeah. Gummy worms are delicious. Oh, especially sour gummy worms.
I like Sour Patch Kids as like a gummy. That's really good. But we're not here to talk about candy, so we're going to talk about some Star Wars Legion stuff today. So we got some, let's see, what do we got going on the plate for you guys today? We got a Critical Hit Games tournament that just passed. So we're going to go over some highlights of that. Brendan and I went. There are some new tournament prizes in the and a new store kit, right? So we haven't really talked about those. So we'll go over the highlights over there. And then just an overall like in-year review for Inglourious Blasters. Congratulations to us. We made it a year.
A whole year. We did it. We did the thing.
A whole year. Oh, yeah. I'm proud of us. Anyways, but before we begin, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors. Baron of Dice. Baron of Dice has a lot of awesome dice. They're custom made, and he has a lot of sweet looking dice for Star Wars Legion specifically. So his Far Away Galaxy collection is, you know, he's got all the dice you would want. Attack dice and defense dice. Plus, he's got brand new ones for everyone. So he's redone his formula for the for his like clear acrylic dice, and then he's also got like a matte looking dice that's kind of like marbled a little bit, and then also he has like a really cool feature where on the surge symbols he puts on a really cool symbol like a faction logo, or one of the new ones has like Grievous's face. There's like a scum and villainy face, a die face too. All this looks really, really sweet. He also does more than just Star Wars Legion. He does a bunch of other custom dice as well. A bunch of D6s for all your other war games with custom faces and colors. If you check him out, baronofdice.com, use checkout code GLORIOUS. You'll get a little, you know, a little discount for you. Check him out. It's awesome stuff. John, why don't you tell us about our brand new sponsor, Panhandle 3D.
Absolutely. Panhandle 3D is our newest sponsor. And if you are like me and do not own a 3D printer, nor do you ever have intentions of owning a 3D printer, Panhandle 3D is the place for you. It is a 3D printing shop that does pretty much anything and everything in the way of 3D printed terrain. Greg, the owner, is a great guy. If you are on the Legion Discord terrain and tables section on either our Discord or the main Legion Discord, pretty much all the tables I post up, he has printed just about everything that I own. He's really easy to work with, great communication, really high quality prints. And I've been working with him back and forth on all different stuff that I've put together for probably the last 3 or 4 years. So just a great guy. We're really happy to have him sponsoring the podcast. And he's going to be sponsoring some events that we're doing. He's come on as a sponsor for Atlantic City Open this year, providing some really great prize support. And he's going to be a sponsor for the podcast going forward. He's also going to be offering a 15% off discount code for your entire purchase order on his website, which is panhandle3d.com, using coupon code GLORIOUS. So check it out.
Awesome. Thanks, Panhandle 3D. We really appreciate it.
Very appreciative. Happy to have you.
Oh, yeah. Brendan, I think there's some tournaments coming up. You want to tell us about them?
No.
No? Okay.
So the Atlantic City Open coming up in June. We are now under 2 months away. It's very, very near. June. Yeah, the 17th and 18th. Sorry, Saturday, 17th. Sunday, the 18th. Six rounds of Legion. Hoping to max us out and get everybody playing. Shout out to our additional sponsors other than Panhandle who just joined us. Baron of Dice, Darkfire Designs, the Legion Tournament Circuit, and Luminous Gaming. And now, I've shared it out everywhere. Hopefully you've seen it. If not, and this is the first time you're hearing of it, I would hope you really like this and are going to help support the tournament by getting one. There is a limited edition mat being sold on FLG's website for the event. You have to pre-order. It will not be for sale at the event, unless I buy extras. And it's themed after the Jedi Temple. And anyone who then buys the mat will also get a bunch of files I created to that look like the inside of the Jedi Temple with a bunch of pillars and stairs and a big bridge to make it be a pretty cool but playable indoor-looking table rather than all the outdoor tables that we're more familiar with. The mat is just under $70, but any sales are a huge benefit helping me with additional prize support for the tournament. So I really hope everybody who's coming also gets a mat, and I will be providing the files I created for free to anybody who gets a mat.
Nice. Yeah, the files that you created are really sweet looking. There's a lot of height 2 buildings, buildings and walkways, which look really sweet. Like the columns look really nice. It's a sweet table from the pictures that you've shown so far. If you want to see some pictures, check out the main Legion Discord. Or ours. We posted it in there.
Also, I've posted it on our Instagram. I've posted it on the main Legion Facebook. Posted it on our Facebook. If you look for it, you can find it. It's also been posted under the Frontline Gaming events, as well as the Facebook event for the Atlantic City Open. So, please help support the tournament by getting one of these mats, and I hope people really like it.
I think we got another tournament coming up, right? The Crucible? John, are you going to that one?
I am going to that one. Yeah, Crucible is September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. That one is broken down into three-game heats on Friday and three-game heat on Saturday with Top Cut on Sunday. That's split up so that if you want to go to Star Wars Galaxy Edge, or I guess anywhere in Orlando, you can do so with your family by doing breaking it up into a heat Friday, Saturday with the Top Cut Sunday. So I'm going to be doing the Friday heat so that I can do Disney with my family on Saturday and hopefully make it to Sunday. Or I'll be doing another Disney day on Sunday with my family. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win.
Yep, win-win.
Nice.
Guess doesn't get any better than that.
Doesn't get any better than that. And we're also sponsors of the Crucible this year as well. So pretty exciting. I'm excited to go down there. I'm excited to travel for an event. It's usually more difficult for me to travel to events. So the fact that this one is in Orlando, the whole family can go down. We're making a big thing of it. It's going to be a good time. I'm really excited about this one.
Awesome. I'm kind of jelly.
We can adopt you. You can be third child.
That would be the best. Yes. Our fully grown Wookiee.
That looks like a man. Yep. That's not a child. That's a man.
Looks old for his age.
I'm a little tall for my age. That's it. Well, I appreciate that, John. Alrighty. How about we get into the Critical Hit tournament that that Brendan and I just went to? That's my local store, Critical Hit Games in Abington, Maryland. So it's been a bit since we had a tournament there recently. So it was awesome to like just try and like run one again and just have everyone show up. We got 10 people, which was like awesome. We had four people come out of state from New Jersey. So like big props to them. I fully appreciate that, that they took the time to come on down, and I hope all of them had a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun to hang out with, and I very much appreciate them coming down. So thanks, guys. So Brendan, how about we go with you first? How did your games go?
My games went pretty well. So let me go over my list first, because I brought this list expecting just to have fun with it. And so it was Moff Gideon with Improvised Orders, Environmental Gear, and the Darksaber. Director Krennic with Improvised Orders, Commanding Presence, and Electro Binoculars. Two Shore Troopers with T-21s and Medical Droids. Two Mortars. One Death Trooper with the DLT-19D, Overwatch Comms Relay, and the Config. And one Dark Trooper with Programmed Loyalty, the Frag Launcher, and the Assault Cannon. Whole idea being, I just wanted to have fun with Double Entourage and seeing what kind of ridiculous things I could do with two overinflated egos running my army. So
that's the name of the list. That should definitely be that.
Overinflated egos. Oh, that's yeah. I need to change the name of this list now.
Yeah.
So round one, I ended up playing, and it was 800 points total. So round one, my opponent, we ended up on key positions, Long March and Rapid Reinforcements, and my opponent was running a Maul Asajj list. So looking at my list, one thing I really didn't want to deal with was lightsabers. And there were two lightsabers with a lot of dice right across the table from me. Long story short, both of them died turn two. And so then there was really no threat because it was just a lot of B1s. And there were also two spider droids, but they didn't have the ion gun. They had the range 3 gun with the critical one. The nose mounted blaster, I think that is. Ended up winning key positions 2-1 because I couldn't contest the third point, and that last unit of B1 survived. I lost 0 units, and my opponent only had the one B1 squad left.
There you go. Well done. So,
game one was a win. Game two, I don't know if we want to talk about game two before you talk about your game one, Corey.
I'll talk about my game one.
All right.
So my list was T-Series Tactical Droid, and then it was Asajj with Push Choke into the fray. And then I had CAD. CAD with Duck and Cover, Comms Relay, Situational Awareness, and the Gauntlets. So he was kind of beefy there. And then I had triple staps. I had two of them with link targeting and then one with HQ uplink. And then I had 5 units of B1s. They were all naked. If I did my math correct, that should be 11x. And I had like a 15-point bid. So the idea is, I'm trying to do a disgusting battle deck similar to how like Blizzard Force does it, but just on the droid side. I've never played with CAD. So like my total number of games with CAD has like now risen to like 4, I think. I think after all that's been said. And boy, howdy did that show. So first game I played against one of the people, from New Jersey. I think his name is Raul. In the game uplink page, it's Sparky. So I'll call him Sparky since that's more fun. So we landed on, what did we land on? Oh, so he was playing a double bounty list. He was playing, IG-88 with Boba, and he had a bunch of, I think he had 6, if I remember correctly, he had 6 stormtroopers with HH-12s. So
one of the stormtroopers
he was ready
Del.
For the impact. One of them was Del. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. The rest were HH12s.
Yeah, the Dell is very key. You basically always want Dell if you're running IG88. He's just so much. There's so much value there. Anyways, and then he had like a generic officer. So we landed on recover the supplies, hemmed in, and clear, with me being blue. And this is another thing that I have not played on. Recover the supplies in like many, many moons. So again, and then I haven't played it with CAD either. So just trying to, you know, learn everything. I think I positioned CAD too far away from his army. I just didn't want him to like die turn one. Since the middle box was kind of exposed and he could kind of just shoot at it with basically everything. So we ended up playing like a skirmish map essentially, because we all just shoved to one side. The game ended up going to him 3-2. CAD missed on his one pip a shot on his box carrier very, very, very poorly. I rolled four dice twice, and on the first shot I got three, and he made three saves, so only one died. And then on the last shot I only got one, and it's Pierce one. So, and he only had three people in that squad to begin with for the box carrier, so his box carrier lives with one dude. So, and he goes to run away, so not great. And then Asajj was having a hard time catching up, but anyways, it was a fun time. Also, shout out to Sparky, because this is his first time playing a real Legion game, like physical game. He had been playing like just on TTS for a little bit, I think from what I remember, like just about 2 months. But he's really good. He knows what he's doing. So yeah, good game. It was fun.
Nice. So yeah. Going into round two, I'm 1-0. Corey's 0-1. There's 10 players. I got the pair down. I got Corey.
You son of a gun. Just what I wanted to fight.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it first?
Sure. So you've heard both of our lists. We clearly ended up playing Corey's battle deck. And we ended up on Breakthrough, Danger Close, and Supply Drop. Basically, I put my entire army on the short deployment close to my side of the table. And Corey split his army up, basically putting all the things that would die really easily close to him, and putting Asajj on my side of the table as a deterrent to go and score, as well as his staps. And he did CAD's token thing. So
yeah, I'm in control. I think that's the three pip. Yeah.
Let's just say I knew exactly which tokens were where, and and he said, "Well, are they?" No, they were. It was pretty obvious where each one was.
I mean, yeah.
But it was very fun. Just like, all right, my army's going to, for the most part, inch forward. I sent one shore trooper and one mortar off to the side just to like lay down suppressing fire on his horde of B1s coming across the table. And meanwhile, through the course of the first couple turns, my dark troopers open two of the supply drops completely. Like, they get four cards picked up. The most important, they got a double of precisions, of what's that one called? Precision scopes? The one where you
precision
you
get scopes.
You get to tap for aims and recover and keep using it.
It's so oh, that was so... when I saw the second one come out, I was like, oh, someone hates me today.
So, oh man, as soon as that happened, I was ecstatic, because now I just have to recover every turn and shoot, and I'll always get the impact, and I'll always have two aims for every shot.
Yeah, that's great. It's great for you. So now I'm gonna go on my tirade. I will put an expletive here, but I will not say it. Dark troopers, Why do they exist? I know it's just a single Dark Trooper, right? So I was trying to approach his army, and Asajj and Cad were very safe. They were hiding behind LOS blockers. And for some dumb reason, I was like, I got to go in with Asajj. Yeah, I don't know why I did. I should have just stood at that line of sight blocker. And I used double bounty too. So like, you know, I just had to kill both of your leaders, right? So, you know, to kind of make it similar, right, for them to score.
And if I just yeah. clarify, you dive with Asajj towards my Dark Troopers. Yeah. I know where you're going. Yeah. And unfortunately, the movement was just a little off, so you had to force push them into you. So you didn't even get to do your relentless attack.
Yeah, I didn't get to do anything crazy.
You did choke one, but you know, so that was the end of that turn. I think that was the end of turn three, maybe.
It was.
So Asajj is now surrounded by like four Dark Troopers that are, you know, he's thinking, I gotta just kill these things before they punch Asajj to death. And I go ahead and I play You Have Something I Want.
This is such a stupid card.
I hate that card.
Like I'm fine with him. I'm totally fine with him punching Asajj. Like, I'm like, this is like the bet I made, and it's fine. If I can weather the punch, I win this exchange. But no, why does this card happen at the beginning of the turn and not their activation?
That's the problem with the card, I think. I think that's what makes it so janky.
Yeah, so like, I played my one pip, right, because I'm trying to outbeat him, but he could have played Krennic's one pip, but whatever. The goal is I got to kill stuff. The scariest thing on the board is the Dark Troopers. So I'm like, if I can kill them, that's a way better trade for me. But Brendan was like, no, I'm just going to fly over to your B1s.
Yeah, so I just I send them all the way across, plop them down right at range 2 of his B1 horde, and just go, all right, now I'm just gonna murder B1s the rest of the game.
And you did. Oh, you know what? No, it was even grosser, because the supply drop got you holo projector, so you can play Krennic's 2 pip, deploy the garrison, pop holo projector, and then give them a standby. So they shot 3 times. Ooh, that one round.
Like,
and
that's like 3 units for that one round then, right? Because they're rolling like 10 dice, essentially. I mean, it's like one dead.
Luckily it was 8 dice, because I killed one of your darks, right?
Yeah. I think,
right?
Yeah, one was dead.
Okay, cool. So, but still, it was like basically he shoots, a B1's dead. He shoots, a B1's dead. So looking back on it, like, I was a little strapped for times. Like, so I was trying to get my B1s in the scoring zone, but I should have just like held back, because like I basically walked into his firing range, turn 5, I think. Turn 5 or 4, doesn't matter. Because I was thinking they were safe. I should have just backed them up, and then like eventually went in, but I just didn't. It's all good.
So Corey, I fully have to admit, I have now realized a misplay on my part. I don't think it would have changed the outcome of the game, but the holo projector shouldn't have worked on the Dark Troopers, because I had programmed loyalty on them. They can only be issued orders by commander units. And a holo projector is to yourself.
Oh, no.
I don't think that would have changed anything. But I don't know.
We could pretend I have one more activation, and that's the difference, right? Because we tied 4-4.
Yeah, we ended up tying 4-4.
On breakthrough. And then he killed so much. I didn't kill anything of his, by the way. Let's just throw that out there. Brendan was making saves and then just healing guys back, and then the Dark Troopers ran away like the cowards they are. So you go pick on smaller droids.
Yeah. The thing I don't like about that 2-pip is like, and this happened when Brendan and I played, when we did like some practice games that we talked about on one of our episodes, is like I got them down to like I killed 4.5 models. So of the 10 total wounds, they took 9. The one guy jumped behind a building, and then I'm like, oh, I just go chase him down with Anakin. But no, boom, you play the card, and before the round even starts, they just teleport to the other end of the board. So you spent rounds finally whittling them down, which is impossible to do. And then even when you do it, it doesn't matter because then they just teleport away. And it's if you don't fully kill them in Legion, it's almost like you did nothing.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you effectively did nothing.
Yeah, it's all or nothing when it comes
in defense of this card. At least it only counts for one Dark Trooper and not multiple.
Dude, but like one is enough though. It's literally game changing. I hear what you're getting at. It could be.
Yes.
You're saying it could be worse, but that is a poor argument.
True. Yeah. But anyway, game's over. 4-4. I won on kill points because Corey didn't kill anything.
Womp womp.
So
that's all right. But so we have one more game for the day. But another player had to drop, unfortunately. So we were at 9 players and I was already 0-2 for the day. So I said, that's okay. I'll just drop so no one else has to take the bye. You know, I'll be the bigger man. It's fine.
True gentleman.
Yeah. So it was fun. I just got to hang out and watch and trash talk.
Yeah.
Anyways, Brendan, how did your third game go?
So my third game, I got paired with one of the guys who came down from Jersey. His name was Patrick, and I love the name of his list, for starters. It's Crazy Taxi. So it's a lat list. It's a lat with a TIE pilot, comms jammer, and armor-piercing shells. He's got Commander Vader with Force Push, Choke, and Inspiring Presence. Krennic with Improvised Orders. One Naked Stormtrooper, 2 Naked Snowtroopers. And then 1 Dewback with Tenacity, 1 Dewback with Tenacity, HQ Uplink, and T21, and 1 Dewback with T21. So, Vader, Lat, Triple Dewback.
I like it. And he's trying to capitalize on the new ways to motivate them with the HQ uplink on that Dewback, so you can just triple move. So it's some scary stuff there.
And the expanded courage bubble for Vader to range 4. Not to mention he's in the lat, so it's like even bigger because you're measuring from the lat. And so we ended up on payload, hemmed in, and clear conditions.
Were you blue? You were not blue. You were red. Right?
Nope, I was red.
Okay.
Normally, I would say never play payload on hemmed in as the red player.
Yep.
You're usually in for a world of hurt. But our two lists are completely different. His is all about melee and murdering things in close. Mine's all about murdering things from a distance. So I didn't think either of us really cared too much about actually scoring the payload. It all came down to what was going to murder faster.
Yeah. Yep. Accurate statement.
So, we ended up playing on my cool, Sundari Mandalore table. So, you know, it's got a bunch of buildings on it. Some of them are height 2. So he put his lat on top of a height 2 building, which was really fun. I took a picture of that. I will be sharing that out. I knew what his plan was. He was going to run the lat at me and let Vader out and murder everything. I mean, having played Vader lat, yes, that's exactly what you do. So I split my army between the two deployments. I put Krennic and the Death Troopers on one side, and everything else on the other side. Over the course of turn 1, I got my Dark Troopers on top of a height 2 building. They were still close enough to Gideon for retinue, but now they've got clear line of sight pretty much everywhere, so they can just shoot everything, and they are... there's really no fear of much up on top of that building. He moves once with the lat in turn 1, and the darks on top of the building are at range 2 of him, and they just take a standby with their second activation on top of this building, because you know what, now Vader's probably not coming out of the lat with a standby from Dark Troopers. And yeah, so Vader stayed in the lat. Turn two, he plays Master of Evil. Great card to play for Vader lat, because you just move up with the lat, and then when Vader activates to get out of the lat, suppression everywhere. Plus, it gives Vader a dodge. Great card. I played Deploy the Garrison. And the Dark Troopers and the Death Troopers both got standbys. He moves his lat. I went with like a mortar or something first. And then he moves his lat in to range 2 of both of the units with standbys. So I use both standbys to just shoot the lat. The lat goes down off the 2 standbys. So with the new rules, Vader comes out, he takes a wound, and he's done. No activation. Yeah, I don't have to worry about Master of Evil. He's just now stuck there in the open for the rest of my army to murder, and the Dark Troopers haven't done any shooting yet, and the Death Troopers haven't done any shooting yet, because those were the free standbys.
Yeah, turns out a free standby is really good.
Yeah, 2 of them. Really good. So then the rest of the game goes kind of how you expect. Vader dies also on turn 2 after being shot a bunch by my army. And then everything else starts dying after that. It ends up being a table because I kill everything. But technically, payload points-wise, I got 3 and he got 1. He got it close enough to score 1.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And following the trend for the day, I lost no units.
I don't know how you skirted around that. Like
All day, no idea.
Yeah.
All 3 games? I wasn't
All 3
even
games.
Whoa.
All 3 games, I didn't lose a full activation any of the games.
I that got is close to killing Gideon, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, good job, Brendan. 3-0 for the day. So
very nice.
Yeah. Yep. Ended up taking first with the tiebreakers. His Corey's first opponent, Sparky, also ended up going 3-0. And we were tied on event points and tied on strength of schedule, so it came down to kill points, and I won out on the kill points. So
nice. Well done, sir. Well done.
Congrats to Sparky also for going 3-0.
Cool. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate everyone that came out.
Yeah, also, I want to give a fun little breakdown. We had everybody except for Shadow Collective present for the tournament.
Yeah, that's right.
So 10 people. We had 4 Empire, 4 Separatist, 1 Gar, and 1 Rebel.
Hey, was it Daryl? Daryl played Gar?
Yep, Daryl played Gar.
Yep.
My man.
Yeah, he was, oh, what's the name of his list? Hold on, this is a good one.
Oh, yeah, it was a good one. Daryl's list was 15 letters and a dream.
There you go.
Clone Commander, Phase 1, one Phase 1 RPS, 1 Phase 1 FIES, 1 Phase 1 DC-15, 1 Phase 1 Z6, 3 ATRTs and an ISP.
2 of the ATRTs had flamers, so like that's his whole deal. He loves flamer ATRTs.
Loves flamer ATRTs.
Yo, when they get up in your face, you sweat. Like they make you sweat for sure. Got to kill them, otherwise they're gonna murder your whole force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun list.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun time. All right, gentlemen, how about we hit some of the new tournament prizes and the first look at stuff.
Woo!
I'm
excited.
Yeah. Brendan, you want to talk about the new store kit?
Yeah. So the new store kit, I have had the chance to get my hands on one and look at what's in there. And there's some cool stuff. There is 1 World's Invite for every 32 people it's available to do. The person who gets first gets this cool little poster that says your emperor needs you, and you put your name on it and you get an invitation. The other side's got a like a propaganda imperial poster on it, which is really cool. Kit also comes with a poster for your store to put up that's it's got two different sides to it, so you can pick whichever one you like. Or if you put it in a window, people can see it on either side. So, and you can put the information, it's got a spot where you can write in the information about the tournament, which is really cool. There are 9 new red promotional dice in the kit. They're more of a marble. They're not sparkly, clear, translucent like the previous stuff. They look pretty nice. And it's set up so that 3 go to first place, 3 go to second place, and 3 go to the judge. So you'd only be getting 3, depending on if you're first, second, or not blank.
Oh, I don't get the whole 9 if I win?
No. Looks like you're just going to have to play in more games.
That's right.
As for the rest of the kit, it's all cards. So everybody who participates gets a new key positions card that's got all the errata and everything on it. So there's 32 copies of that in the box. There are 16 copies of an alternate art limited visibility. It's just the environmental gear card art. So guys freezing on Hoth. But so top 16 get that. If your event is only 16 people, great. Everybody gets one. There are some alternate art Pike Syndicate. There's 8 of them in there, but they are labeled as prizes for the top 4. So I'm guessing that means each of the top 4 gets 2 Pike cards. There are alternate art cards for Darth Vader, Chewbacca, Yoda, Grievous, and Gar Saxon. There's 8 of each, and that's for the top 8. The top 8 each gets 1 of each of those. First place gets a really cool foil Boba Fett card. So it's very shiny, very nice. This is mercenary Boba Fett that can go in the Empire, not the Rebel Boba. However, you might be mistaken because there is a mistake on here that it shows him as speed 2. So instead of speed 3, also Chewbacca has a misprint on him. Also, he's got red defense dice. So not sure if misprint or errata. Who knows?
No, it's the buff he needed.
Yep. Oh, and then lastly, there's 2 more cards in the box for the judge. A key positions card for the judge, you know, because there's 32 in the box. If there's 32 people, the judge probably isn't getting a card. So 1 key positions for the judge, as well as a alternate art push card. And it looks like it's a Ralph McQuarrie concept art of some snowtroopers on Hoth, which is really, really cool. So if you see that card, that person did not play any games.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to playing in a store to grab some of those.
Yeah. I like that the dice aren't the like translucent ones that are hard to read, like the original tournament kits. You know, like the white attack dice that you'll see those occasionally, yeah. And when people roll them, you're like, I have no idea what those say.
Those white ones are awful.
They're questionable.
Just say it. Yeah. They're cool, but my God, they're not great to read.
Yeah.
And my eyes are already bad enough, so the red ones are fine, right?
Yeah.
Total readability.
Yep.
Anyways, I was hoping for like a black defense or black attack die one, but that's okay.
Yeah. These new red ones, I say they've got a marbly effect. It's not the most noticeable, at least on the set I saw. Right? They're solid, yeah. They're solid. It's there a little bit. It's just not amazingly noticeable. but it's yep. there.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Fun new goodies for us to go out and get. Nice.
Yeah.
Then we also got a sneak preview of some World Qualifier prizes, right?
Yeah.
So we got Leia, Organa, Emperor Palpatine, Dooku, Maul, Anakin for alternate art cards. They all look pretty sweet. I'm interested in that Emperor Palpatine one. That one looks awesome.
Yeah.
And then me also...
personally...
Go ahead.
Sorry, Corey. Yeah, so these cards that Corey just said, each of them, it's for top 8 per faction at a at these World's Open qualifier events. So it's not top 8, it's top 8 per faction. So depending on how big your event is, if there are only 8 in playing your faction, you are guaranteed one of those cards for whichever faction nice. You're playing.
Perfect. No one's personally, playing Gar these days.
No, I was going to say, John.
That Anakin is mine.
I got to say, just looking at the artwork, my favorite two are Anakin, because that's just a really cool moment from Revenge of the Sith, and Dooku, because he looks so smug drinking whatever fancy drink he's drinking out of that fancy glass.
Yep.
Agreed.
Agreed.
And then... we also see a new standing orders, right? So, like, I think this is the first time we're seeing another official one, if I'm not mistaken.
There's
so we have, like,
one
the one
other,
from the two starter sets.
There's also another full art one, but this is a true alternate art standing order.
Mm.
And
gotcha.
The article did say that everybody who participates gets a standing order.
Nice.
And I like it because it's a Bothan looking at a tactical table.
I'm glad you know that species name because I did not.
Come on. Of course I knew the species name.
He's the quiz master. Or what is it called? Trivia master.
Trivia, yeah. Same thing. I think you say quiz if you're like from Britain or whatever. You want to go take a quiz?
Do you know
maybe.
How painful it is
I'm
when I hear people on other podcasts say something and then I know they're immediately wrong and I can't just reply immediately and go, no, it's painful, man.
You need to write a strongly worded email to them then.
No.
about how that hurt you. Anyways, so what else is in that kit that they previewed is some other alternate art cards for... C-3PO, Golden God. He's part of the Ewok Battle Force, right? And then we also got Wicket, who's holding a Stormtrooper helmet in victory. I love it. And then we also got none other than the Ewoks. We actually get to see their unit card for the first time, which is cool.
The Ewok Skirmishers unit card.
Ewok Skirmishers,
there might not
yes.
be other Ewok units. Just a quick clarifier before we talk more about the Ewok Skirmisher, since we haven't seen that before. C-3PO is only for the top 4, and Wicket is only for first place.
Yeah.
What about these purple suppression tokens?
We hadn't gotten there yet, John.
Oh, they're what I'm most excited about, if you can
So the type. Purple suppression
me
tokens are for the top 2.
Oh, dang. I want the purple stuff. Come on.
But the Ewok Skirmishers are for the top 32. And C-3PO, the Ewok Skirmishers, and Wicket are all tarot cards like we saw at Adepticon. So they're not your regular-sized cards.
Hmm.
But the Ewok Skirmishers, do a quick rundown of this card because we've never seen it before.
Not much. Yeah.
It is not much to talk about. There are 6 minis in the unit. They're core. They have 1 health per mini and courage 1 with white defense dice. They don't surge either way. They're a trooper, 40 points. They can take a heavy weapon, a personnel, and a training upgrade. They have a melee spear, which is 1 black die, and they are low profile and unhindered. So basically, they're very fast, and they just hit with sticks.
I kind of equate this to your, like, a B1 horde that has no guns.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Which, like, might be good depending on the heavy weapons and the personnel that you could take. A horde of 8 Ewoks coming at your face with low profile and unhindered seems good, right?
Yeah, yeah, depending on what the upgrades are. I can see them doing some damage once they get in there. It's just a matter of getting in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not bad.
And it looks like they are part of the Bright Tree Battle Force, and you can take them in Rebels.
It'll be fun to be the clone unit standing on the other side of that ridge with multiple Z6s when they think they're sneaking up on me, and I just get to mow them down, and there's just fluff and fur flying everywhere. We'll see see how low profile they are.
So additionally,
not enough.
Getting back to the prize support here, the article does state that first place will get world championship accommodations covered. So I'm assuming that just means hotel, probably not flight. As well as the top 16 will each be awarded 9 attack dice. We don't know what kind. It's not pictured. And all the top 4 will all get World Championships invites for Adepticon next year.
Super exciting. I'm looking forward to getting some more games in. Give me all the swag. Give me all.
I'm looking forward to making sure we all play different factions so that we can trade for the other faction cards.
Gotcha.
Stay in your lane, play one faction at each event, get multiples of the same one, trade for the other ones.
I mean, Rebels is probably the only... I know, Corey, do you play Rebels?
I own Rebels, but the problem is a lot of it's 3D printed. So if I want to play in a very official tournament, I have to ask very nicely, or I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
For like the character models, I have them. But for like rebel troopers and vets and stuff, I have like my Twi'lek force that I 3D printed. So not really.
I think that'd be the only one that we would have a challenge securing. But all the other Empire, Gar, CIS, we can get those. Little trade-a-roo. We could make that happen. For some weird reason, I'm oddly intrigued by these purple suppression tokens.
I like it. They look nice. Also, I just like purple. Purple's my favorite color.
It's a great color.
I also like that if the other person doesn't... you know, like how your tokens sometimes get all like mixed up with your opponents on a case, and it's like, is this your dodge token or my dodge token? Is this it? And like, so if you have something that's, you know, clearly a different color, where it's like, oh no, this is my purple, and I got it because I also got very close to either... well, I was second or I won a major in event, you know. So it's also a little subtle flex as well. Or it's possible the other person goes, why the hell do you have purple tokens? They have no idea why. So it could
be nothing.
You know
what I'm going to do? I'm just going to use purple Sharpie and color in my existing ones. It'll be fine. Look at me, guys. I got one too.
Now, selfishly, I'm hoping that as a event organizer / head consular for a major event that will hopefully get one of these kits, I get one of every card, period. I feel like that would be nice. I don't get to play. I would love to just get all of these.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that normally there's something in there for the consulars. They don't tell you, and I would like to know what's in there, because that might be the only way I get any of them if I don't play well at tournaments.
I don't know. You got second at PAX. You're good. And then you just got first at Critical Hit. So you know what you're doing.
I get lucky sometimes.
That's all you need. That's all you need. Alrighty. Well, let me take a quick break to plug a few different things for our podcast. We have a Discord. We want to chat with you guys. We want to talk some Legion, show off your hobby work, and maybe some pictures of your pets. We had to make a dedicated Discord channel just for pets. So come show off your pets. It doesn't have to be cats or dogs. We also got lizards of all types. You can find us on most popular podcasting apps now, including Spotify, Apple, Google, and YouTube. We would really appreciate it if you leave us a rating and review. That would really help us out. For our Inglorious and Inglorious, Glorious versus Inglorious segment, if you think our judgment is wrong, tell us. Want to ask us a question or give us some general smack talk? Please send us an email at swlingloriousblasters@gmail.com. You should like our page on Facebook. Search for The Inglorious Blasters, a Star Wars Legion podcast. And lastly, follow us on Instagram at swlingloriousblasters. So before we end the podcast today, I've got some few statistics to share with everyone. We've been going for a year, right? This is our 26th episode. I'm very proud of the podcast that we've put together. I think we're putting out some fun content, and the numbers back it up. On Podbean, we have, you know, around 100 followers, which is like amazing. And then for total downloads, we're reaching 13K, like
18K.
Yeah. So like that's fantastic. Apparently we're doing something right. We very much appreciate everyone listening. It means a lot. I'm having a lot of fun. I don't want to speak for John and Brendan, but I hope you guys are having a lot of fun doing this podcast too.
Yeah, don't speak for me. I'm having a terrible time. I love doing this. I really enjoy spending time with the two of you and putting out content. We obviously love Star Wars Legion, love Star Wars obviously as a whole, otherwise we wouldn't be doing this. And everybody listening, it just makes it that much better. We enjoy putting the content out and appreciate that everyone seems to be enjoying it. So thank you for all of your support.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who listens to us just talk about this. We definitely look forward to interacting with you at future tournaments. Let us know what you think. Make fun of both of them for not knowing as much about Star Wars as I do, whatever. So appreciate everybody who's listening.
Yeah, awesome. So I got some other fun stats for everyone. John and Brendan may or may not know the stats of this, but I thought it was fun. So I'm going to ask, on our show, for the Glorious versus Inglorious segment, who has the highest win percentage?
Oh. I didn't even know we were tracking that.
I wasn't. I guess Corey did this on his own.
I did do this, yes. I've been dying to do this.
I would put more thought into my arguments if I knew that there was...
I get the feeling it's not me, because I tend to take the dissenting opinion.
I mean, I won't say it until you like lock in an answer for both of you guys.
I'm gonna go with Corey as the winning stuff because he brought this up.
Okay, that's fair. I like your reasoning, John. What do you think?
I'm trying to think of who has argued most for Inglorious because it's usually Inglorious is what we go with.
Yeah. So let me also factor this in, just not surprising for you guys. There have been a lot of judgments where it's been halfsies. So, for example, BX Commandos and Droidicas, like we said that they were both glorious and inglorious for different reasons. So we didn't reach an agreement. So I just put them at half values.
Okay. Okay.
So if you were arguing for that side, you got basically a win and a loss. If that makes sense for the total.
So usually that was when I was judging. Because I'm very indecisive.
Yes. Yeah. I see. So that would actually help you, Brendan. So you would. I'm voting for myself. I'm confident. I'm.
Okay. All right. So Brendan, are you still sticking with me, or are you gonna change it?
Yeah. I'll stick with you.
Okay. Well, I hate to say it, you're all wrong because Evan Paul has the highest win rate.
I knew show. It because he won.
That
one.
Is ridiculous. That doesn't.
Yeah, I was going to say something that it was Evan Paul.
Yeah, the battle of the two Evans, right? So, Evan Paul with one win and zero losses. The most inglorious person on the show is Evan Bolaris, right? with zero wins and one loss.
He's lost every time.
But okay, if we're being real, for the blaster section, you know, the regulars, if you will. Yeah, it's surprisingly me. Three wins and two losses. John, you have 4-4. Brendan, you have 2-2. So, Brendan, you haven't done a lot of arguing.
No. I tend to judge.
Yeah. Which is like A-okay, which is fine. I just thought this was fun to just do.
Yeah, no, I like that.
That is. So, were these findings based on just the first time we argued, or when we went back and changed our minds?
Oh, no, just the first time, because there was no quote-unquote winners.
Yeah, we kind of collectively went back through them, right?
Yep.
Just curious.
Yep. And we've only landed on... we've ruled everything as inglorious except for Obi-Wan and something else. I think it was Death Troopers.
Yeah.
I think it was Death Troopers for, you know, like that we went back in that relook at the new core rulebook. But yeah, I'm excited to do for like more glorious versus inglorious segments, because this is that's what I like the most, right? Just having fun, silly arguments, trying to make a unit work that doesn't really see play.
100%. If there's any listeners that want any specific units, because we're always like, what should we do? And we kind of go back and forth. So if there's anything specifically that people are really interested or waiting for us to do, there's not a huge amount of thought on the back end that we're like deliberating to go. So if you're just like, hey, can you do this? We'll make it happen.
In fact, we have an entire channel of our Discord for people to make recommendations. So... it's very underused. We gotta dust the cobwebs off, but join the Discord and tell us which ones you want us to debate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, gentlemen, do you want to say anything else before we land this ship?
Yeah, Corey, you weren't here last time. We told the listeners it was because there are some things more important than Legion. What's more important? Than
yes,
Legion?
There are some things more important than Legion. This is correct. last time I wasn't there because my wife gave birth to our son, so that's super exciting, right? So I was trying to learn how to be a dad for like a couple of weeks, right?
Hey, congratulations.
thank you. It's been awesome. Yeah, like it's just great. I mean, I'm at a loss for words. I normally am not at a loss for words, but it's just, I just feel blessed. I'll just put it that way. It's, I said it to my wife. It's like the best thing I've done in my life so far.
Nice. So
there you go. So I should be on the rest of the shows. Now that I've got a handle on the foundling. So we'll see how it goes, but yeah, that's what I got cooking, you know, in my life. Thank you too for holding down the fort while I was gone too. So
I tried. We failed. Anytime. It was fine.
Oh yeah. Alrighty, gentlemen. Well, we are the Inglorious Blasters. I am Corey.
I'm John.
I'm Brendan. Corey sleep deprived.
This is very accurate.